Millennium Falcon, above Dathomir Spaceport.
Han looked down through his viewport at the unpromising spectacle of the grassy field and prefabricated domes that constituted Dathomir's preeminent spaceport. He sighed and shook his head. He was going to need to call some backup, because if Luke and Ben were down there somewhere hunting Sith, the last thing he was going to do was let Leia go looking for them alone. And Dathomir was the last place you'd want to leave a little girl to her own devices, especially a Force-sensitive girl who just happened to be the Chumda of the Hapen Consortium, the supposedly deceased daughter of Jacen Solo and former Jedi Knight Queen Tennal Ka. That last, of course, was a well-kept secret, necessary to protect young Alana's life. To everyone but close family, the little girl now seated in Leia's lap in the co-pilot's seat to his right was Amelia, a child Han and Leia had adopted to help heal their grief over the loss of their two sons. Almost from toddlerhood, Alana had learned to cultivate the deception in public, even if she didn't understand the reasons for it. Now she squirmed around and looked at Han.
What's wrong, Grandpa? Is it a bad place to land?
No, sweetie. I can land the Falcon during a ground quake and keep your cup of milk steady. It's just a bad place.
Leia snickered.
Believe it or not, your grandpa used to own this planet for a few weeks, and not entirely legally. He had some bad times here, with witches and monsters, and an Imperial Admiral who just wouldn't go away, and a rich handsome prince who wanted to marry me.
You're making all that up.
Leia shook her head.
The prince was your other grandfather, Isolder.
Alana's eyes caught round.
Isolder was going to marry you?
Leia nodded.
He wanted to, but I was in love with Han. Despite his...
Han cleared his throat. He looked uncomfortable.
Forget that part.
Alana blinked and looked thoughtful.
So, no matter what, you were going to be my grandmother.
Leia's features blanked. Han knew the little girl's words had caught Leia by surprise and made her really think, something Alana did far more often than most adults of Leia's acquaintance. Finally, she smiled down at the girl.
You know, the Jedi say that the future is always in motion, meaning even when we think that things are supposed to happen, sometimes they don't. But I think you're right. No matter what, I think I was always destined to be your grandmother.
Good.
Han allowed the two to share a tender moment, then suggested,
Alana, go check on Angie. You know how nervous she gets when we come in for a landing.
Yeah.
Alana looked up at her grandmother.
You should have seen all the necks you barf when we landed on Chidu Maad.
I did see it, Leia reminded her. I was the one who cleaned out Angie's traveling crate, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Alana hopped down from Leia's lap.
I'll go make sure you don't have to do it again.
Leia smiled.
Thanks.
She waited until Alana had disappeared down the access corridor, then turned to Han.
All right. Now tell me what that was about. You know Angie is going to be ill whether or not Alana is with her.
Sure, but you need to call Zek and Terran.
Zek had been their daughter's mission partner and Jagged Fell's rival for her affections until a couple of years earlier, when he went missing in action during the Battle of Ororo Station. After a weeks-long search, the Solos and the entire Jedi Order had finally given up and declared him dead, only to have him show up 6 months later, fully recovered and romantically involved with an agent of the Hapen throne, Terran Zell. Neither Zek nor Terran would discuss what had passed during those 6 months, or why Terran had neglected to inform the Jedi of his survival. But Leia thought it likely that they had been on a mission for Alana's mother, Queen Mother Tennal Ka. Given that Terran was under orders to render the Solos assistance whenever requested, Leia could see why Han wanted to send for the pair. But she did not understand why Han had wanted her to do it out of Alana's presence.
Is there a reason you don't want Alana to know we're calling in a security team?
Han nodded.
First, I don't want her to worry about us while we're gone. And second, she needs to learn independence.
Independence, Han? Leia asked. At 8?
Hey, she's already behind the curve, Han said. At 8, I was stealing my first starship.
Leia shook her head in exasperation, then leaned forward to activate the holonet transceiver.
Why don't I doubt that?
Han smiled with pride, then continued the approach toward Dathomir. It was vaguely possible, of course, that they would find Luke and Ben hanging out at the spaceport cantina and never have to leave Alana behind at all. But he wasn't betting on it. Not when they had come hunting a female Sith on a jungle planet full of Force witches.